You and your ex were married for how many years?
Almost 14.
14. Did you ever go all in on the Valentine's Day thing, or was it just kind of eh for you?
I think we were both kind of eh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really didn't want him to make a fuss, and he really wasn't into making a fuss.
Sounds like my marriage. I'm very lucky to be married to a woman who expects nothing for Valentine's Day, and she's very lucky to be married to a man who's happy to meet those expectations.
Yeah, you're so obliging.
It's kind of an eye roll thing for her. We do get the Papa Murphy's heart-shaped pizza.
There you go.
Just
that's,
for a laugh and something
that's
to
practical.
Something to munch on. When it comes to Valentine's Day cards, they're usually really kind of corny.
They are cheesy.
And mushy. And it would be nice if they reflected reality, especially for those who have been married for a long time. And that is the subject of a fun little Twitter hashtag. Hashtag realistic Valentine's Day cards. What would they say if they reflected the real world? You annoy me less than other people. It's always nice.
Thanks.
I love settling with you. You're not on my nerves today, so happy Valentine's Day.
I'd be happy to put my needs last again.
This one is a little bit more specific. We like the same movies. We hate the same people. I would like to continue doing these things with you.
Isn't that about true, though?
That's right.
I like those cards way better than the corny ones.
Or as my wife and I sometimes say to one another, no one else is going to have us, so we might as
well get along.
We put in the work. We put in all these years. Or as a friend of ours says about her husband, I might kill him, but I'm not going to divorce him.
That's good.